It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. I hope you're doing well on this very fine Saturday. We're coming into fall. It's mid-September, and this show is from 12:30 to 1, so this is what I want you to do if you have time. This afternoon, till about 3 o'clock, the farmer's market is open. It's its last weekend event. This is it. We're coming into late fall, mid-September. It shuts down after today. It's gone until next May. And there's so many good things you can get there. I just so enjoy it. That's where I do my gardening. I have my herb garden, but all those other things, that's where I go and get it. And this time of year, you're getting great potatoes, you know, purple ones, regular ones, all sorts of fun stuff. And it's just really good, a lot of fun. Then you also have your carrots, radishes. They also have many booths over there. They have woodworking booths, mustards, Asian food you can buy there, breads, the popcorn, Aunt Alice's popcorn, plants, soap, jewelry. You have a great smorgasbord of everything. So if you have time today, go over to the farmer's market. It's the last day, and you're probably going to get some good deals because it's over. It's done. No mas. See you next May. And it's just a good way to shut down your summer by visiting there today. Anyway, hope you do it. Now, we have both Saturday and Sunday football. Hey, we're a little bit past Saturday. My picks for Saturday football is college. I don't get the local channels. I don't buy the streaming. I'm cheap, David. That's okay. And if I'm going to watch football, I'm going to go to a location. Now, if you like a good breakfast on a Saturday while you watch football, these are my two picks for you. Fenders and Salties. Oh. Salties, you're in the bar there. They have the bar itself, and they have tables, and they got about 8-9 TVs going. So you're going to see a mixture of games. It is great. It is really nice. They have great breakfasts there. I mean, great breakfasts there. Their Eggs Benedict. They have the original. They have the salmon. They have many different types of breakfasts there. And it's filling. It's what I call the one-day meal. If you have a breakfast at Salty's, that's the only meal you need to have through the entire day. And you might have to have a nap afterwards, or guess what? They give you a to-go box, too, to finish it. And don't be bashful. Get the to-go box because it's great. Or if you're there in the afternoon to watch an afternoon game, great burgers, great sandwiches, great fettuccine. They have many, many wonderful things there. Great place to go watch sports on a Saturday, college game day. The other one is Fenders. They have a great menu. They have a great breakfast menu there too. They have the best chicken fried steak and eggs in town. That's right. You're hearing it here on Fairbanks Foodies from David Prues. Best chicken fried steak in town. They have a great bar. They also have about 8 to 10 different TVs going, and they're showing the college football throughout the day. They have the breakfast menu till about 2. They have a great luncheon menu. After all, where can you go get a sandwich called the War Pig? War Pig. Ozzy Osbourne. Black Sabbath. War Pig. They got a sandwich for that. You got to go discover it. They have the best chicken wings in town. My favorite. That's right. You heard it here from the guy who loves chicken wings. Fender's has the best. So whenever I go there, I say to myself, am I having, what is the best thing I'm having in town? Am I having the best chicken fried steak, or am I waiting for maybe the noon time and having the best chicken wings? It's a tough decision, but I can make it. Anyway, Sunday football, NFL, pro. Here's one for you. Tony Sports Bar. They're open at 9. Mom's Kitchen is in there. They make a breakfast now for football. That's right. Mom's Kitchen. And they also have a great menu if you don't want breakfast. A wonderful menu. Hey, go try it. It's incredible. Very good. Very affordable. The coconut shrimp. You get about 9 to 10 big shrimp. That is so good. Plus your dipping sauces. They got good chicken wings. They got good sandwiches. They got good burgers. They have a very good menu of Asian food there. Their calamari. People love their calamari. Very nice. Very good. Or the Banks. The Banks, they have that great big video board for the feature game. Then they also have every game on a TV. Every game on the NFL is played there. Great beers. All local beers on tap. They have about 40 of them. The best local beer lineup in town. You got to try this. You got to go there. You got to enjoy it. They open up at 9. They have a great breakfast menu. About 15 different things. There it is. You know, you're not going to get your, Eggs Benedict from scratch, but they have a very good menu of what they make you for breakfast. Then after breakfast, if you're there for the afternoon game or the late afternoon game, their regular menu is out. Pizza, great sandwiches, pastas. It's a great place to go watch a game or two, enjoy. You know, if you're going to have more than a few adult beverages, Uber over. It's great. You know, Ubering around town, it's the new thing to do. So enjoy yourself. Meet friends over there. They have a great open atmosphere. They have a lot of TVs. They have a great menu. You can really watch this. Where am I going to be this weekend? On Sunday, picking up my buddy Rob. His game's over. He's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. They won on Thursday Night Football. My game, I got the 12:25 game. I'm the Dallas game. I'm going out there to Ivory Jack's, and I have to make a tough decision. I love their Eggs Benedict. Do I have the Eggs Benedict, or do I go? They have these sandwiches. Their prime rib sandwich. The best, it's so good. Their prime rib sandwich from the Saturday's prime rib, dipping in the au jus sauce, with a great big plate of French fries. Again, you're getting the to-go bag. It's the weekend meal. It is the weekend meal. It is so much. It is so good. You're going to enjoy this. I mean, you just are. Those are my decisions. Those are my choices. Saturday football, Sunday football. Great locations, great food, fantastic atmosphere, great owners, great servers, great workers in Fairbanks serving you. Good atmosphere. Good food, good service, good beverages. We have a lot of good choices in this town, and I'm thankful for it. I really am. Now, tonight, it's Saturday. I'm having friends over for ribs. Yes, two racks. I'm the barbecue god. Well, so I think, but I screw up too. And remember, be bold, try something new, because pizza, when you screw it up, is only 30 minutes out. So enjoy it. So tonight, friends are coming over for ribs. I'm going to be making up two racks. So I'm going to give you the process. First of all, you got to go get your ribs. Safeway, Fred Meyer, Costco. You can get the St. Louis cuts, or you can get the full rack of ribs and then cut them down to the St. Louis style. Now, if you're going to get a full rack and cut them down to the St. Louis style, what you're doing is you're creating a rectangle. A long rectangle. So you take a look at your ribs, and where your highest bone in the middle is, about a half inch above that, you're cutting along, you're cutting across there, and you're going to be cutting off some bones. Use a good sharp knife, use some pressure, put your palm of your hand down on the ribs. You got to get through the bones, but you're good. Then what you do is you go to each end, and I always cut off about, you know, on the flap side, I cut off about two ribs, and on the other side, I cut off one rib. And later on, we'll discuss what to do with those things. What I like to do is I put them in the smoker, put a lot of my spices on them, and then I cook them in beer, in a liquid. And after about 3 hours in the smoker, in my spice rub, you pull those out, and those are your appetizers. You slice them up, and those are your appetizers. And they're great. You cook them in beer for 3 hours in the smoker. So you have your St. Louis-style ribs now, and you have to take off the back membrane on the back side. This is a job I hate the most, but hey, it's quickly done. So what you do is you get a paper towel and a spoon, and you're trying to dig up that membrane, and once you get the corner dug up, take your paper towel, put on the membrane, and peel it off. Just peel it off is all you can get. Then you take your spoon, and you're going to be scraping off the excess fat that was behind the membrane. You're then washing off your ribs, patting them dry. I always like to get a couple towels. My cooking towels are going to get messy during the day, but this is what you use the first one for. You pat your two racks of ribs dry, let them rest for about 5 minutes. Then you're going to put your binder on your ribs. And the binder is mustard. It's nothing but simple mustard, French's mustard. Take your mustard, squirt just a thin line going down the entire backside and the front side of the ribs, and then you're spreading the mustard out. So you're covering the entire rib section there. Then you're saying, okay, how am I seasoning these? I like to use two, if not three, different types of seasoning. And if I'm going to use heat, I use three types. If I'm not going to go heat, I do two types. And I put them in layers. I've got my mustard binder on, and then I take my ribs, and I do either side is fine, but I put my wood side, like cherry wood or apple wood or pecan, I put that spice rub on first. I let it rest for 15 minutes, put it on both sides, let it rest for 15 to 25 minutes, and you can see the moisture pulling in the seasoning into the ribs. Then I do my generic side, like a Kansas City barbecue rub. You can get that at a store. And you're not creating it yourself. It's very cheap, it's very easy, and it's very tasty. It's very good. And I'll put the Kansas City barbecue on the outside of the rub. And that has your sugars, your salts, your naturals, things like that in it. And it's very good, enjoyable. You put on your binder, you put on your mustard, you've done this. And you're letting them, when you're doing it, you let each side rest. You let each layer rest for 20 to 30 minutes. And you can see the moisture pulling in that spice rub. The smoker. Tonight I'll be using my pellet smoker. And I'm going to be using a combination of pecan and cherry pellets. So I'm going to get a good flavor on there. But I'm going to start my smoker. It's a pellet smoker, so I'm going to start it up in at least an hour and let it get going, let it adjust itself, let it get its chi. That's right. Let it get up to temperature. And I like to cook at 250 degrees. So what I do is I do a two-hour, then rest for 20 minutes in a 30-minute cycle. So it's about 5 hours total. So what I've got is 2 hours, they're open, they're in the smoker. 2 hours, they're in aluminum foil wrapping. And then 20 to 30 minutes rest, I put the barbecue sauce on, then back in for 30 minutes, and bam. But what I do is in that first 2 hours, I let it go for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then I have a good spritz. In the spritz, I like to use a combination of beer and apple juice. That's right, apple juice and beer together. And I might even throw a little bit of Liam Perrins in there to give a little taste on it. But what we're doing is we're putting moisture on it. So after 45 minutes to an hour, I do that. Then at the every 30 minutes, depending on how long I'm going to be cooking them on, you know, an hour, 2 hours, if I have the first spritz at 45 minutes, every 30 minutes after that, I'm spritzing. And I'm spritzing the top of the meat a lot. The meat side is up at this time. The meat side is up. So I'm doing that. And at the 1 hour after my second spritz, at the 1 hour and 45 minute mark, I make my slurry. Now, I invented, believe it or not, I was probably the first one in the nation 15, 20 years ago, started putting butter in my foil pack. Everyone puts little, you know, slices of cubes of butter, but this is how I do it. I make a slurry. If you ever see anyone making a slurry, they learned it from me, which I hope they do. So what I do, my slurry consists of a stick of butter, brown sugar, honey. You put it on the oven in your saucepan. You get it together. It starts melting together. It all forms together. You see it start to bubble. Your slurry is ready. So at the two-hour mark, I pull out my ribs. And each rib has two layers of foil on it in case the rib punctures the foil. Then you're not losing all your juices out. And what I do is when I pull the ribs out, the first thing I do is I put on a nice little coating of both of my spices on the meat side of the ribs. Then I put the slurry on the meat side of the ribs. Then I put another round of spices on the meat side of the ribs. Then I take the ribs and I put them face down on the aluminum foil. And then I might put in a little bit just on top, a little bit of my spritz of the apple juice and beer, just on top, maybe a third of a cup into each one. And I put that along the rib membrane, the back rib line. I foil, seal the foil, and I put my ribs back in the smoker. And with that, we'll come back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. We're cooking some ribs. So, We've foiled them. We've put them back in the smoker. They're 250 degrees. And, you know, if you're using like a WSM Weber Smoky Mountain, a traditional good smoker that's using charcoal, briquettes, wood, again, monitor your temperature. Don't be afraid to add some briquettes into it as you go to keep the temperature steady at 250 degrees. Your key of good cooking is your constant temperature that you're monitoring it. A pellet grill really makes it easy, but you know, sometimes we like to be more artistic and we're using our Weber Smoky Mountain. And once I get my wood going, I got charcoal in there, I've got wood, I'm always adding a stick of wood about every 30 minutes, and I'm using my two levels of adjustment. The bottom one, that's your choke. The top one is your throttle, to keep it at a nice 250 degrees. Again, bottom one's a choke, top one's a throttle. If we're using a Weber Smoky Mountain, and believe me, at my house, I got them all, and I use them all, and it's a lot of fun. So, you put your foiled ribs back in the smoker. They have their slurry on them. They have their, the first thing you do is when you pull them out to put them in the aluminum foil, you're putting on your two layers of, just, and it doesn't have to be a lot, your two layers of spice on your meat side, your slurry. Then before you put them on the aluminum foil, put more of your spice rib on there. Put them face meat side down into the aluminum foil. Put a little bit of your spritz on top of the rib bones. Seal it. Put it back into the smoker, 250 degrees, and it's 2 hours. 250 degrees, 2 hours. After 2 hours, you pull them out. You take them out of the aluminum foil. And this is when I go and I turn my smoker down. I lower the heat to about 200 degrees. And I let the ribs rest for about 15 minutes. And what's happening is they're tightening up the ribs, but I'm going to be putting my barbecue sauce on them. And I use what I call a finish sauce, which is a thinner sauce. Many types of barbecue sauce. Mine's handmade because I like a thin sauce. I like a Memphis doesn't use a barbecue sauce at all. The Kansas City, they use a slathery, thick, tomato-based sauce. Mine's tomato-based, but I've fine-tuned it over the years, and it's what I call a finish sauce. It's thinner. So what I do is I take my barbecue sauce, and I put it on there after about 15 minutes. I've lowered my cooking temperature down to 200 degrees, and I put my ribs back in. My ribs are finishing cooking internally. I'm putting them back in. But what I'm now doing is I'm putting my finish sauce on the ribs, cooking them in. And I keep that ribs in there for about 25 to 30 minutes. So I've got 2 hours at 250 degrees unfoiled, 2 hours at 250 degrees foiled, 20 to 30 minute rest. Put on the sauce, put them back in for another 20 to 30 minutes at 200 degrees. Then I pull them out. And I'm letting them rest for about 5 minutes. Then I take them and I put on another coating of sauce. Let them rest for a couple minutes. Then I cut off the ribs individually. I take a knife and I tilt them up vertically. And I slice them vertically. It's easier to slice them that way. You can find the rib bone. Sometimes rib bone, excuse me, might go at a little angle as they cook. So you're following the rib bone and you're cooking each individual rib. And bam, you've done it. You've cooked a great dinner for people. And what are you going to have with it? You know, am I going to go to Fred Meyer's or Costco and get some pre-made potato salad? Why not? It's great, of course. My goodness, why not? It's fantastic. Am I going to get some coleslaw? Am I going to get some beans and reheat up some beans? Am I making up a nice Caesar salad? Am I doing it all? Well, tonight, I'll be making that decision. I'm going to have some good beans, can have some potato salad, can have a Caesar salad, all ready to go that I bought at a store. I've got five people coming over tonight, ribs, including myself, five people, good beer, good wine. A friend of mine, my buddy Rob, he's going to have some bourbon, so I have to go over and get some bourbon for him. If you like bourbon, good for you. Me, not so much, if not at all. But ribs, I spend all day, 6, 7, 8 hours on them through the day. And I have time frames where I get to do other things. Yard stuff. I'll be processing my final herbs. You know, my rosemary, my tarragon. Getting that all done out of my yard while my ribs smoke. It's so much fun to have that good afternoon in September cooking ribs out in your yard. Now, today's a Saturday. You can do this on a Sunday while you watch football at your house. And they say, David, I'm not going to any of those places for breakfast. I'm cooking ribs. I'm cooking my ribs at my house with my friends coming over the way I want to do it. And that's what I hope you do. That's what this show is about. It's to give you ideas, to get you out there, to make you have fun, to see what you can do, to be the barbecue god, the grill god, the kitchen goddess, the queen of your kitchen, the king of your deck, whatever it is. It's to have you enjoy food. It's to get you out there. It's to make you realize, I can cook food easily. I can enjoy the process. I can have friends over. We can commiserate, talk, enjoy ourselves, do all that fun stuff. You got this. You can do it. Simple as that. So, we've had a good show. Again, go to the farmer's market. If not, you want to see an afternoon game, go to Fender's, go to Salty's. Tomorrow, if you don't want to do ribs, go to Tony's Sports Bar. Go to Ivory Jack's. You'll see me there. Go to Mom's Kitchen with Tony's Sports Bar. Great food. Oh, go to the Banks. You have many choices. This is Fairbanks. But it's your choice. What do you feel like doing? Get out there and do it. There's many things that happen out here. Many food events coming up. Read the paper. Get online. Go to Facebook. Things like that. Many things you can do. You know, this afternoon they're doing the hoodoo choo-choo train down the Nenana and back. Full assortment of food and beers. Actually, that's next weekend. So if you want to do that next weekend, Hoodoo. They are great. They're great at marketing, great beers. Bobby Wilkin, crown jewel of Fairbanks. He was one who established good breweries. And we have two other great breweries here in town, Lat 65 and the other one there, the Black Spruce on Van Horn Road. Great breweries. We got a couple great distilleries. Fairbanks is growing. Got a couple great beer ones. There's beer locations. One of them, the venue, is our sponsor. They got great beer and they got great coffee. Hey, Fairbanks, what do we love? We love coffee, Thai food, and beer. We got it all. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Eat well, be well, and remember, you can listen to these shows again at Audio Archives. Go to KFARradio.com, look up Audio Archives, and you're going to find these shows to help you get the recipes right. You have a great day, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.